is a Stradivarius. Yes, I will give you a taste. You ready?
Yeah. Wow.
Two, three, four, one, two, three, motherfucker. It is rare.
That's Jack Black, everybody. For the record, neither of your choices were great. Because here's your Lionel Richie choice. The double intro song today, people. So disappointing news, everyone. Bristol's no longer a dirt track race, apparently.
Which is dumb. I was been looking forward to this day for like 4 months.
Well, is it a thing that was known before? Because on the schedule, you said it was still called the Food City mm-hmm. Dirt Track Race or whatever. And yet today they're saying it's a concrete race.
Yeah.
I wonder why they did that. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, I feel like the dirt track race was popular. Don't you? I mean, I feel like... I don't know. It just seems weird that they would go away from it.
It was a three-year experiment. I mean, they only did it for 3 years.
A three-year experiment that they need to bring back because... Although it will be interesting to see Bristol back on concrete again. Like, I always like the Bristol race.
So apparently this is known.
Oh.
Because it said... Bristol Motor Speedway has announced that both of its 2024 races will be held on track's typical concrete surface. So,
is it just that it was like maybe too much work to do the dirt?
I don't know. So I don't know why they still have it as a Food City Dirt Race.
That's weird. All right, here we go. National anthem. Turn it up.
This is the prayer.
Turn it up.
It's the prayer.
It's the prayer. You're right. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
Well, you better get ready because the anthem's going to be next. You protect us through the efforts of our military, both who have and who are serving our nation, either here or abroad. We thank you for our first responders in our local communities, and we're really mm-hmm. thankful for our sponsors and our host. Gotta thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm. We ask that Bush Light.
Bush Latte, baby. What's she covering her ears for? It's not even loud yet.
Yeah, she don't like God.
Is that going to put some volume up on this?
Put it on her, huh? You suck! Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that
Star Spangled Banner and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
See, that should have been the entrance music.
It, you know, as he was singing it, I thought to myself, like, yeah, it should have been the national anthem.
Yeah. And then we'll see who does the
drivers, start your engines.
Yeah. We'll get that, too. Oh, yeah. It's weird seeing Jeff Gordon standing with the Hendrick team in not a racing uniform.
Right.
It was very, that's interesting to me.
Well.
Because all those guys transitioned now into those leadership roles. Yeah. You know?
Check out our
yeah, let's pull some metrics
here. Let's see here. We're up 37.5%.
Hey, all right.
Going from versus February 1st through the 17th. This is March 1st through the 17th.
Sure.
We have 10 in the United States and 1 in El Salvador.
Ooh. So. I thought you were going to say Haiti, and then I was going to be like, is barbecue listening to us?
The U.S., as always. We have 3 in Louisiana now.
Hey, Agent Smith. Bringing it in, man. Smith.
3 in Oklahoma.
Okay.
2 in Virginia and 2 in Wisconsin.
All right.
So, that's just, you know, the last 17 days, 16
yeah.
days.
Yeah, that's not bad.
The one back in action, we had 5. The one with Mom's Bread is 2.
Sure. That one but just
this
came
is,
out,
this,
though.
This is also just coming between...
Yeah, the one with Mom's Bread just came out on Thursday, so that's like a relatively new episode.
Yeah, that's true. And it's also just equating March 1st to the 17th.
Right, these yeah, you're only looking at 2 weeks.
Yeah. So that's the top 10, and then, so the one that's double booked had one, the one with the Turn and Burn, the one with the Beautiful Dogs, and then the one with Trust Me.
Sure.
All was downloaded in the last 16 days.
Oh, nice.
What else?
That's pretty good, because that's going back in the order.
It is.
And those are, interestingly enough, those are all Burn Notice episodes.
Yes.
Which means that someone went back and downloaded Burn Notice episodes.
Yes.
And skipped the banter episodes.
The
to
one
download.
With the fart is holding at 39 downloads.
That one's going time. Strong, man.
And then the next runner up, let's see, 13 is a bunch of 13, 16. The one with Uncle Steve has 16.
There you go.
So it looks like that one is.
That was a good. We'll have to get out there again this summer and do a poolside one again.
That's the second, number 2.
Because I know he liked being on, so we'll have to get him on again.
Oh, number year. 19. So we have the one with the bear attack has 19. And it's tied with the one with the dirt track race.
Hey! Which we would be recording again today if NASCAR had shit together.
Uncle Steve is in fourth place.
Nice.
Right behind the bear
That's
attack.
That's a top fiver for him.
Yeah.
Technically, if dirt track and bear are tied, they're in second. That means my uncle's in third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All time, 449 downloads.
That's pretty good.
I feel like it is.
That's pretty good.
I feel like we're going pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. You
know, we're almost up to fucking Sean Ryan.
Like I said, we're gonna be knocking on Joe Rogan's door here pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut a deal with Spotify.
That's another thing. Kevin Harvick, Clint Boyer.
I know. Right up in the booth.
Yeah.
I pulled up the boogity, 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 let's go racing montage.
Yeah.
It was like 47 minutes of him just saying that.
Of who?
Of
Daryl Waltrip.
Yeah. Just saying boogity, 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 let's go racing. Just 47 minutes of it over and over and over again.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That gets rough.
That gets tough.
All those nice
so I feel like I should pull it up, though, so that I can play it over the green flag dropping, because you don't get it anymore because he's retired.
That's true. We should.
I should. Let me go dig it up just so that I have it. It won't be hard to do. I just had it up, so. It'll be my top search, I'm sure.
Dead last.
And, of course, now it's not going to load. Do we have any emails to speak of?
Mm.
I feel like Mike Joy has been old for forever.
Yes. Got one of... Mom couldn't figure out how to send an email, so Danny had to.
Oh. Yeah. Us working on the car, huh?
Yep. Me and you talking, your dad working.
Working.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds
about right.
Got some Aquafun on March 10th.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Bath time is his favorite time.
Yep. Another picture of Baby J. This was from last month, though.
Oh, you know what?
Whipped cream and sparkles.
Yeah, all right.
That's old. That's an old one.
You know, we'll have to do this because we didn't, for any of the Burn Notice episodes, call my mom.
That's true. We will have to.
We'll get it
flash banger.
We'll get it in here into this one.
Get it into your mom.
Man. And that's what he signs off with to go check on the brats? I don't know. I don't know, dude. Got to put them on. Oh, you got to grill them up just a little bit after. Yeah. All right, the Petties and the Childress and Sartre Engines. I'm okay with that. Well, you know, I think it's just stickers, but at least the stickers look different on the front of the cars. I've talked about this with my dad, and I think we talked about it with Will last time. I do miss the days when the cars actually looked different. I think there was something a little more to it. I think you take away from the sport when you make all of the things look exactly the same. That being said, Formula One's got a good pace to it because, like, they let their engineers like tweak and work like a little bit of different stuff. But I don't know a ton about F1. We'd have to get my brother on the show to talk F1. We will have to do that sometime. But yeah, so now it's just me hanging out watching some commercials. So trying to squeeze this one in so that I can get home and go do nerd stuff. Got people coming over for Dungeons and Dragons, one of whom showed up 2 hours early and is hanging out my house by herself right now. So, you know, that's a thing. But yeah, that's one of those days. It is disappointing that it's not a dirt track race. I think that they're missing out on that because they've gone to like some road, more road races. I think the dirt track race is good. They did the one, I think it was, I want to say Road America, but it was one of those road races, and they did it in the rain like a couple years ago. That was fun to watch. They didn't cancel it out because of the weather. But how are the brats looking?
I just put them on.
Yeah, how are they looking?
They look fucking like brats.
Okay.
They're gray right now.
Okay.
I truly enjoy listening to you from afar talk to yourself.
As I just talk about nothing to myself?
Yeah. Like, and you have a full-on conversation with yourself.
Oh, I do.
And it's slightly frightening.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And it makes me worry somewhat.
Why?
Because it's not natural.
Isn't it, though?
It's weird. Right.
I don't know.
Onyx is here. He's all drugged up.
Why is he drugged up?
He had sliced his paw.
Oh.
Pretty good. So he's been wrapped up. So he's still got his drugs. So he's very...
His drugs in him.
He's very calm.
Yeah.
Very calm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
The Petties and Childress did Let's Go Racing.
Oh, did he?
Or Start Your Engines, I mean.
Did he say drivers or gentlemen?
Gentlemen.
Attaboy.
Well, what do you expect? Those guys are racers from the old days. Like, why would
correct.
They? They're not going to, yeah. The Menards Dutch Boy 12. Yeah, I really feel like the Menard Dutch boy number 12's been ready to go. This is going to be our day. See, but he didn't say the Menards Dutch Boy 12 guys. He just said the 12 guys. Yeah, the Sonny Delight number 4 on the outside is really going to be causing me problems this year. I just know it.
Oh, Joey Logano starting in fourth.
I just really feel like the Menards Dutch Boy Pennzoil Snap-on Wabash number 12 is going to do really good today.
We're using some discount tires on here. Let's go, Joey. No, your dad.
He does not like him at all. Yeah,
he, like, with a passion.
Yep.
I feel like Jamie Little's been a part of this for a very long time, too.
She's been around for a while, yeah. That is a honking ring she's got on, though. Yeah. Holy crap.
Matches her headset.
Yeah.
Like, do you need that massive of a headset? Like, we're in 2024 here.
Yeah, tone it down a little bit.
We're here the Express Oil Change number 11.
Express Oil Change Smart Clips number 11.
It's weird seeing Napa not be in 15.
It is, yeah. That was always the thing back in the day. You watch these sponsors move around. You're just like, I don't know.
Yeah. They only had one change of color, and it was per year.
Mm-hmm. Or like specialty ones for a singular race. Stuff like that.
Now it's just they put a new wrap on the fucker. It could be a different color next week.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, it's weird seeing DeWalt on 20.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked
Instead
up.
Of Home Depot.
Right.
And that should be 17 for Matt Kenseth.
Correct. Yes. It's all kinds of wrong. It's wrong twice in one go. Mm-hmm.
I do like Martin Truex.
Martin Truex Jr.
In the Bass Pro Shop track or Ford.
Yeah.
Or Toyota.
Toyota, yeah, baby.
Oh, no, that was DeWalt's car. Good old Kyle Busch.
Good old Kyle. Who's going to race till he's 1,000?
He was doing his damnedest yesterday in the Craftsman Truck Series.
Oh, was he? Did he race truck yesterday?
Yeah. He was fucking hauling ass. He was in first for a
while. Hauling
ass. I believe he took second.
Oh, okay.
I had suspicions yesterday when it wasn't a dirt track.
Yeah, when you were messaging me and they're like, those guys got a lot of work to do overnight. I was like, fuck yeah, they do.
I started to have... like that gut feeling of something isn't right here. Because that's like a few day project.
Well,
because
usually they start on like Thursday or
Correct.
Friday, don't they? Yeah.
So that's why I was like, something is wrong here.
The discount tire Pennzoil. The Sirius XM 54 car.
Already going to pit row.
Already headed down to pit row.
What they're
doing is they're checking their speeds. Yeah. The virtual cutaway car. I do think this stuff is instructive for people who don't watch racing regularly. That being said, for the most part, I would go out on a limb and say that a lot of the people that are watching racing are your like regular race watchers. I would say nothing's easy to do, especially when you're under pressure under the clock down in pit row. It's going to cause a lot of problems for you. Well, and especially because Bristol's such a small track, like you go in there, even a fast pit stop is going to lose you spots big time. You got to be really dialed in. I mean, you got to be under a caution or have a couple of people making pit stops, so it's going to be a real big problem.
You got her all lined up.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to come around on green. I got to wait and go. I just got to.
266 miles.
Which is a lot of circles on a tiny,
damn,
tiny little track.
One is 125, 125, and then 250.
That's crazy.
All right, here we go. Last great Coliseum.
Awesome day for a race.
It's today. It's not tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely not tonight.
Yeah. Like, it's very far from being tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 3:30 there, I guess. Well,
3:50.
3:50.
And so they're going to be racing into the night. I think that, I guess it's fair. Because it'll be dark by the time they're done.
Yeah, it's probably, a three-hour race.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hold on.
That was excellent timing. Excellent timing.
Nailed it. Sometimes you get it perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every now and then. I do enjoy Bristol because it's such a tight track. And they make some dicey moving.
Oh, yeah. And we're off. 3 laps out of 5 hundo, boys. Yep. Buckle in, get comfortable. It's going to be a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
For the Food City 500.
The Food City Dirt 500.
If only.
That's what it says.
If only.
It says it.
Oh, I want to get somebody at Sunny D. Who doesn't like Sunny D? That being said, I remember Sunny D being a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just because I don't like watch Nickelodeon anymore, but I feel like there's less Sunny D commercials on TV than there used to
be. I mean, it could be that the whole part of not watching Nickelodeon because you're not a child.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's also just less commercials and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm watching stuff on Hulu, they go to commercial break, there's like 2 commercials and then they're back.
Yeah. I don't have any. Well, I have commercials on live TV, that's about it.
Yeah.
Because I got the Magic Box.
Which had loading issues on
the only time it's ever happened. Notice.
Yep, that's what they all say.
So.
Yep. Yep. This is going to be a heavy me talking to myself episode. I mean, somebody's got to check the food, so I guess we'll get that going. But, see, 24 on, like, the not DuPont rainbow-colored car is a weird thing, too. Is there still, I guess, I don't know. Is there still a rainbow DuPont car? I don't think there is. That feels like it's too much Jeff Gordon's thing, but I guess I could be wrong. They recycle stuff all the time. They could, I guess, at least make DuPont a different color. Josh Berry in the Sunny D number 4 is out front. His best finish is 2nd in 2023 in Richmond. What do we got? Berry, Blaney, Briscoe, Hamlin, Elliott, McDowell, Wallace, Truex Jr. in 8th, Will's favorite, Logano in 9th, and Kyle Larson rounding out the top 10. Brad Keselowski making moves up into 13th. Is that still Joe Nemechek? Bagging 22nd. Ricky Stenhouse is in there. AJ Allmendinger still racing. Yeah. That is one of the things I like about this race is that the front of the stack catches the back of the stack really quick because it's such a small little oval. So, and especially the old days, like I remember cars finishing banged up. They have no hoods on them and all this kind of stuff all tore up. But it used to be a lot of fun. TheBuiltSubmarines.com, Cam. Let's see. What is BuiltSubmarines.com? Let's find out. What do we got? What we got? Let's see here. BuiltSubmarines.com. Oh boy. It's taking a long time to load. Here we go. Build a legacy. Non-destructive testing. Let's see what the mission is at Build Submarines. Thousands of new roles, 50 states, one mission. The Navy is on a once-in-a-generation journey to completely transform its nuclear-powered submarine fleet and maintain its critical undersea advantage. However, this military mandate will require the addition of more than 100,000 skilled workers with the training and commitment to ensure success. And there's not a moment to spare. Oh, interesting. So it's
what are you reading a book to them?
No, the camera in the one car was the buildsubmarines.com cam.
Oh, you can actually look it up?
So I went to buildsubmarines.com to see what the hell it was about.
They build submarines?
They build nuclear submarines because the Navy has a mandate to modernize its nuclear powered submarine fleet. So they're adding 100,000 skilled worker jobs to fill the mandate. And they'll do training and all this sort of stuff to like get you up to speed so that you can help build nuclear-powered submarines.
Interesting.
For the Navy, yeah. Learn something new every day. Learn something new every day. So guess what? Now you get to sit here and talk to yourself while I go get food.
Yep.
So good luck with that.
Yep. Barry's in the lead. Hamlin's behind him. Got Blaney in third and Chase Elliott in fourth. I like Chase Elliott. I don't know what happened to Logano here. Where the hell did Logano go? Feel like something very terrible happened to Joey Logano. Yep, all the way back in 17th. What do we have here? Oh, got a little air off Joey Logano there. Ended up bumping a few. And up into the wall. The number 24. Well, that's unfortunate for him. Oh, yeah. I was wondering how this whole thing stayed green and he's already in the pit and the caution comes out after the crash car is already in the pit. And there's some debris and look like turn 3 and 4. And his car is smoking. Probably some brake heat, I would imagine. They have some serious issues there. They got a grinder out. So they're changing out the tow link had broke. Which is in the rear. It looks like they have a grinder and everything out. Doing their best they can to... So they're using DeWalt tools too. So, goes to show you how good those are. That's all I have in my garage is DeWalt. Got the debris picked up now. They didn't throw the caution flag till the dude who was wrecked was in the pit.
Oh, wow, that's a long time to wait.
Because there was some debris that they've seen, so.
Well, now for Danny's favorite version of the show, and that's the one where we stuff our faces.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I put hot sauce on mine.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
What kind?
The Louisiana hot sauce that you had in there.
There you go. Oh, they used.
So they're going to change tires after 26 left?
No, because I'm assuming... Because they said that they had high tire wear yesterday. I'm assuming yesterday was practice. Or qualifying, one of the two.
Interesting. So they must be pulling those off and...
Yeah.
Saving them? I don't know.
Well, no, because they're using the same tires from yesterday.
Oh.
So I'd imagine they're changing them because they are old tires, because if they used them yesterday.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. That makes sense.
Or...
Man, these brats from Aldi's, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get it. They're so good.
Or they're talking about high tire wear from the Craftsman Truck Series, and so now that their tires have
they're
picked up all their...
They're anticipating, yeah.
Well, yeah, so there's that, and on top of the tire wear that's on the track.
Possible. That race off of pit row is always where the biggest stuff happens, man.
Yep.
This part, it's just you and me chewing.
It's wonderful.
It's great. I hope she really enjoys it.
Sure she will.
Uh-huh.
Especially early in the morning when she listens to these.
Right on her way to work. 6:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. or something.
Trying to eat a bagel.
Really set the tone for her mm-hmm. day. The hot sauce is good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little zip. It's not so, you know, that. I mean, you've had it. It's not so bad that it melts your face, but it's got a good...
Good flavor.
Like, flavor in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these brats are the number one thing ever.
I can't believe it. What's the brand from Aldi's?
The only one that they have. I don't even know what the brand is.
Oh, interesting. I'm saying they're not like Johnsonville or something.
No.
Though, right? Like,
no. If they're Johnsonville, you could just get Johnsonville. What kind of stupid question is it?
Well, so they're an Aldi's brand brat.
They're just a blue package.
What?
You gotta look. See if they actually have a name on them. Yeah, there's no brand. Original Bratwurst. It's a blue one.
Huh, weird. Wow. Okay. Yeah, they're super good, man.
And then they have these ones. I haven't tried these ones. They're the beer Bratwurst, but I haven't tried them. Because I just didn't want... to be disappointed.
No.
And I would imagine if they're anything like these...
They're going to be great. Yeah. Kozlowski's moving up because he's up into 12th now.
Yeah, and Logano fell all the way back to 19th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to see Chase Elliott up there, though.
Reddick must have stayed out. Because he moved up a long way. And Barry won the race off of pit row, so he had to have stayed out. So when you were out, I don't know if you heard me. Oh!
There it is.
So much for that.
Oh,
man. Insult to injury. Well, Reddick, it was nice. That one lap that you led mm-hmm. was pretty great. Man, that sucks.
Did he even lead a lap?
I think he did. At least one. No, so I was saying, because my brother's a big race guy. And we've already talked about having his wife on to cook and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days when we do a race, we could do an F1 race and have my brother come. Because he's a big F1 guy. He doesn't watch as much NASCAR anymore, but he watches a ton of F1. So he could talk our ear off about F1 all day.
Oh, that hurt too. Just took the air off of it.
Yeah, loosen up that front end just a little
bit. Oh, there's a hole.
Oh, there was a whole other thing happening, too.
A whole thing.
A whole thing.
A whole thing had happened.
What had happened was?
Yep.
So I'm going to shovel this in my face.
And then leave.
No, I'm going to get a soda. And then when I get back, we'll call my mom.
Oh, okay.
No. Because it's only...
It's 3:05.
Oh, my God.
It's only...
That went faster than I thought. I don't know, maybe call my mom right now.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to?
No, you got to key up the music.
Oh. You got to remember, they didn't start the race till 2:55.
I know, yeah. This episode really was mostly me talking to myself and then us eating.
Pretty much. It'll happen.
It will happen. It's fine. It is what it is. Oh, it's happening right now. Dennis will fade it back in. She hasn't answered yet. Nope, bring it back in.
Please leave your message.
Jesus.
Nope, all right, it's fine. It's all on. Leave it up. I'm going to call her again.
Yeah, but we only can do so much of the song.
Oh, that's true.
I'm pretty sure we already went over it.
Almost for sure.
Please leave your message.
She sent me to voicemail that time. Maybe if her favorite son called her.
You're talking about me.
Yeah, I am talking about you.
I'll try.
Oh, that's why.
What?
Mom just answered a call from Jameson with his new haircut. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call my dad.
There we go.
Hey, pal.
Hey. We're just flashbang calling for the show.
Yep.
Lucky you, because we were just about to leave.
To leave where?
Going over to Uncle Mark's.
Oh, to drop off the loom?
Drop off the loom, enjoy a little corned beef and cabbage.
There you go.
Maybe an Irish beer or two.
There you go.
There you go.
We're watching a little bit of the race. Disappointed that it's not a dirt track.
I'm a little irritated with FS1 because when I record the races, they don't show up as able to be watched immediately anymore, and that bothered the crap out of me. But like I wanted to watch the truck race when I got home last night.
Yeah.
But it finished a little after 10, and by 11, it still had not loaded into the system.
That's weird.
Very irritating.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Especially when
it's at our favorite track of all time.
Yeah, well, and it's back to concrete, which we were a little disappointed by.
Yeah.
Well, what did you want it to be?
Dirt track.
The Food City
dirt
race.
Sucks in that place. That's a violation of every rule. It's a mortal sin to put dirt into that facility.
We are going to disagree on that.
I'm going to disagree. Dirt's for racing, asphalt's just to get there.
And they never got dirt right in there anyway. The track usually failed along the way and was for crap. Do dirt on a dirt track, not dirt on a racetrack. Dirt is awesome.
Dirt is awesome.
A facility that's made for dirt.
It's still a racetrack. It's still a racetrack.
The best dirt facilities are those that are made for and have always been.
I will agree to that.
Yeah.
100%. They can't just do
just
3 days of dirt.
Of the coolness of Bristol to put dirt in there.
Yeah, there's already been a lot of cautions.
It's so classic to have the day race in the spring and the night race in August, and that was like that was the greatest. I mean, it was always the weekend before you went back to school, and everything was just the greatest.
Well, and then I think so. What does nuts already fell victim to not pitting and getting fresh tires super early?
Yep. Reddick.
Yeah. Reddick. So he already picked up a bunch of tiny little, you know, gnarly tire debris and got wiped out. So
yep.
And we're only 39
and
in.
And that's why they changed tires so early, because of all the Craftsman Truck Series debris that was on the road.
On the track, yep. So Jay got a new haircut?
Yep.
Yep. Maz, it's viewing it right now.
How's it look?
It looks just as short as it was before the haircut.
It looked pretty good on him. It was not the Jethro Bodine put a bowl on your head cut, so that was cool. Good.
They buzz cut him, sent him to the military?
Right.
Skin fade.
High and tight, and is reporting for duty tomorrow.
There you go.
Yep.
The nice teardrop.
Got to earn his keep, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do his part.
He'll be because then he'll be a Marine for life.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a heavy eating episode. I'm sure Danny's really going to like it. That there's just the sound of us eating for a while.
I can tell. I can hear it quite distinctly.
Will made brats. From Aldi's, they're fantastic. They're probably some of the best brats I've ever had.
Every time.
Okay.
They're solid every time.
Yeah, they don't even have a name brand. It just says Bratwurst.
Yep.
There's a blue package that are original, and then there's a yellow bordered package that are your beer brats. They don't have any kind of name. They're not Johnsonville or anything crazy. It's just some random brat.
Some generic brew.
And they're the best things ever. They're better than Johnsonville.
They're super good.
Really?
Yeah, Johnsonville's trash compared to
them. As always, and the question for that is, are you able to get them again?
Yes. This is our second, third time?
I've had them a lot.
The sad part about finding something like that that's awesome is then you go back to look for them and like maybe in September they're there for a week.
Right. Yeah, only Aldi's carries these ones.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't know, maybe it's just their...
Okay, let's get our grammar right. It's these are ones, but not these ones.
These ones. You brought the grammar Nazi on the show.
I didn't bring
them. Well, I did. I called them. You did. Right. That's fair.
You did. Not me.
Andy.
Yeah, Ma.
Danny's upset with you.
Why?
She doesn't even know that they're eating on the episode.
Yeah, she's not going to be mad yet for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, three.
Smokes, it'll be burn notice this, then burn notice.
No, can't now.
Tell why.
Because you had said that we had to start the next episode right away. And on the end of the second burn notice, you said, oh, we got to roll right into this next episode. And it's not going to make sense.
Oh, okay.
So you fucked that up.
Yeah.
Huh. Danny's talking. Danny wants to say something to you.
Do you know what day Friday was?
Friday was your birthday.
Your feelings are hurt.
Why? I remembered it.
She said you never wished her happy birthday.
She's correct. I didn't. I did know it was her birthday. I just failed to wish her a birthday, and at this point I've come so far that I can't backtrack it now. So
she threw the phone down and ran in her room to cry.
I doubt that very much. I think everything's gonna be fine. I just won't count on getting a birthday wish from her this year. And then we'll be even.
Yeah.
What about him?
Same day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's two.
Oh, it's two.
What about Caesar?
Who?
Caesar.
Like, so the Ides of March. Yep. I did, in fact, remember the Ides of March.
He was killed on that day. So everyone else gets a happy birthday. He gets a happy death day.
To be fair, I may not have wished either of those people a happy birthday, but I did tell Nick to beware the Ides of March. So, I mean,
okay.
That's happy birthday.
One out of three ain't bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but of the three, pretty much the one that does you the least good.
Correct.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I'm telling him beware the Ides of March. He could die that day.
Yeah.
I may have saved his life.
There's that. He might have rethunk what he was going to do.
Right. I could have saved a man's life, and you're telling me I wasted my time.
Is a flock of moose meese?
Well, maybe.
No, moose is singular and plural.
I don't like it.
Danny made homemade cinnamon bread and French bread. She said she is not making any baked goods for you until you call her and say happy birthday.
How about me, Danny? I texted you on Friday.
Did you say happy birthday or did you just text her on Friday?
I text her happy birthday.
Bullshit.
I'll pull it up. I don't give a fuck.
Language.
Zero fucks given.
Danny, you did not. Thank you.
All right.
That's it.
On Friday,
hey, hold on.
At 08:28 in the morning.
Hey, hold Danny close to the phone. Hey, Danny, Danny.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. happy late birthday.
Your nephew's laughing at that statement.
Perfect. Oh, my Lanta.
No, we're in Bristol.
Yeah.
I said my Lanta.
Yeah, my Lanta.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. You want to fire up some hat dance?
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting to about that time. He always tries to sing it himself.
I know. You know, let's just let him.
No, you got to get the actual song up. He's got to keep going until you get the actual song up.
He stopped already.
Oh, I have your raffle tickets. I'll leave them at the house for you.
Very good.
All right. Thank you in advance. See you guys later. All right.
See ya.
Yep.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right. Bye. And perfect timing, because here is my alarm that we got to wrap the show.
Danny's going to make me cookies.
It's good. You really piss her off and share them with me.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time calling them.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the whole family affair on there.
We did. We had everybody on the show.
Oh, 24 again. Oh, no, that's from earlier.
No, that's an earlier wreck. Well, we're coming into a commercial here anyway. It would have been nice to give a recap on who was winning, but I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
So we'll wrap the episode. We didn't get to watch much of the race because they started 25 minutes after when they say they would.
Correct.
But hey, you know, it's okay. It was disappointing anyway because it wasn't on the dirt.
Correct.
So
yep.
You can't win them all or any of them, apparently.
Yeah.
So
is what it is.
We'll take it for what it's worth. And then one of these days when I'm not pressed for time, we can actually do another race one where we hang out for most of the race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, as always, comments, questions, concerns. Agent Smith, dying to hear from you down in Louisiana.
Yes, with your other Agent Smith and your third Agent Smith.
I would really like a selfie of all you guys in the listening center.
You know, I wonder if they're becoming more advantageous of listening.
They gotta be, right?
Because we keep talking about them, so now more Louisiana nights,
they have to listen to
us. Are like, oh my gosh, they're calling out at us.
Yeah.
But they still have not emailed us.
No.
Because now there's three. It started with one every week. One. Yeah. And now there is three.
Three. Look, I would prefer Agent Smith email us a selfie of him and his buddies in the listening center.
Correct.
I will literally accept an email from anyone in Louisiana.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What's going on down there?
Yeah, yeah. Where's Agent Smith?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
What's he doing?
Why is he investigating our podcast?
Our podcast.
You know, or is it just is he in like a dark room? Like, what's that movie with where he sits in the basement and he just sits there and the phone never rings? He's a spy guy, and he gets really annoyed. And then Denzel Washington,
okay,
is the one who gets brought there,
okay,
as security.
I don't know. You're not helping me any.
Spy movie with Denzel Washington.
Is it a spy movie?
It's not like Safe House.
Okay, not seen it.
Safe House is a wonderful movie.
I have not seen it.
It is. I might have to watch that today.
I'll have to.
Because my magic box has everything.
No, of course it does. Anyway.
So, anyways, back.
Email us at.
So I picture that's the basement that Agent Smith
that
is
he
in.
Sits in.
So watch Safe House.
Safe House. Tonight. And you'll know.
Yeah, watch Safe House tonight. Yeah.
Agent Smith, watch Safe House and tell us if that's what it's like.
No, you watch Safe House, and then that is going to get the imagery of what he's doing, listening to us.
Gotcha.
To pass the time.
Understood.
In the beginning of the movie, obviously, then there's action.
It moves on past that.
Correct. But watch that tonight. It's a good flick.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I won't, but I can.
You should.
I'll.
It's very good. It's Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I like Denzel.
Yeah.
Was that Ryan Reynolds in it, too, or was that a different thing?
Yes. Ryan Reynolds and Denzel Washington.
Very nice. Very nice. Anyway, email us at
thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com. Other than that,
that's all I got.
That's all, folks.
Toodaloo.
Thank you.
There is a caution note. We are correct. There is a caution note. Some